As we approach Halloween and the end of October, I suppose that it's rather fitting to have a haunting question posed for us by today's scripture. It's actually a question that our Lord Jesus asks, and it's a rather haunting question. He says, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is haunting in its rhetoric. It's the last line in today's scripture, and it just hangs there at the end. Jesus doesn't answer the question. He asks it. It's haunting, too, in its relevance. In our own day, in 2019, we might be asking the same question. When the Lord comes, will there be faith? Just this week, a Pew Research study revealed that the amount of Americans who identify with Christians is down 12% in the past 10 years. And the number of people who identify as atheists, agnostics, is up by 17% in those 10 years. I wonder, will there be faith on earth when the Lord comes? Finally, it's haunting in its context. For one thing, this dishonest judge can be moved out of persistence and annoyance to a change of heart. But can we be moved by the gift of faith? Does faith really have a power to change us? In light of these questions, in light of the context, in light of this question itself about faith, it's important for us to know clearly what Christian faith is. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that Christian faith is a gift from God. It's given to us from God in our baptism. It's a theological virtue. But it is also our response to God. Faith is both a gift and a response. It is what we believe. It's the creed. It's the substance. It's the revelation that has been made known and shown to us. The facts of our faith. There's a content to faith, something to believe in. But it's also the power that we have in us to believe it. It's the act of faith. Faith without content or substance, it's just ritual. It's just a hand-me-down faith. It's just cultural. And as the culture changes or as families change, so too does the faith. But faith without action, well, that's just data. That's just information and nothing more. But faith that is a response to what God has done, faith that is truly Christian, wow, that's something very different. And whenever the two come together, the revelation of God and the human response, that's when we find the power of faith. That's when we find this beautiful gift that can even move mountains. We have a beautiful example of this in the book of Exodus, our first reading today. It's a story of Joshua and Moses and Amalek. And we see in this story Moses passing down the faith to Joshua, the younger of the generation. There's a battle. And Moses, who has experienced God's revelation firsthand, Moses, who has acted in faith, teaches Joshua how to do the same. The battle is raging, and Moses tells Joshua to go out and to fight. "Meanwhile, I will be up on the mountain with my hands outstretched, much like I was when the sea opened. And you will do your part, I will do my part, and God will do his part. We see in this story a beautiful experience of faith, of community, and the victory that that responding to God provides. We see it not just in the scriptures, but we see it over and over again in daily life. Will there be faith on earth when the Son of Man comes? I think we have to say absolutely. But we might be very surprised as to where we might find that faith. And it is always found in the quiet and the humble, in the day-to-day, in the hidden ways in which men and women, with trust in Almighty God, trusting in his word, act on that word. It might be the mom who's caring for the sick child. It might be the teacher, patient with difficult students. It might be a dad waking up for work to provide. Whenever we recognize the word of God, what he has spoken, and we allow our hearts to trust in that word and to respond, that's when the power of faith happens. And so do we need persistence like this parable? Yes. But we need also a purpose and a passion. And we find that in the gift of Christian faith.